Hey friends, thanks for watching this week. In the last couple videos, I've been mentioning we're in a spiritual battle. There's a struggle that's happening, and it's silly to ignore this, but we have spiritual weapons at our disposal. So let's talk about one, the rosary. And let's talk about also Fatima, the timeline, and the message of Fatima and how it's relevant for today. On May 13th, 1917, Our Lady appears to three children in Fatima. In her first apparition, she mentions the rosary. She says to them, "Say the rosary every day to bring peace to the world and end to the war." In the second apparition of Mary in Fatima to the three children, 1 month later in June, she invites the children to insert a special prayer after each decade of the rosary. And you likely know it. It goes like this: "Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are most need of thy mercy." So she invites them to insert this prayer to the rosary. Again, another reference to the rosary. The third apparition, July 13th, continue to pray the rosary every day to obtain the end of the war and peace for the world, for she alone can save it. On the fourth apparition in August, Mary says, "Pray, pray very much and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell. There is no one to pray for them." So she makes an indirect appeal, I believe, to the rosary, because she's already told them to pray the rosary every day. And now she says, "Pray, pray every day." Friends, when we pick up the rosary, it changes eternity. On the last apparition of Our Lady, May 13th, 1917, she says, "I am the Lady of the Rosary. People must amend their lives, ask forgiveness for their sins, and not offend our Lord anymore, for he is already too much offended." So here on this last apparition, Our Lady identifies herself as the Lady of the Rosary. So throughout the Fatima message, it's rosary, rosary, pray the rosary daily. Why? Why not go to Mass daily? After all, isn't the Eucharist the source and summit of our faith? Is that not maybe a better use of our time? But Sister Lucia makes an interesting observation many years later. Remember, Sister Lucia was one of the seers, one of the three children. And she says that Our Lady asks us to pray the rosary every day because we can. Her observation is this: not everyone has the means or the ability to go to Mass every day. And certainly daily Mass is beautiful. Her observation is this: we can all pray the rosary, no matter what state of life, no matter our intellectual ability, rich or poor, geographical location. All of us have access to the rosary, these little beads, and we can pick them up and pray. So if Our Lady is asking us to pray the rosary daily, we have to assume two things. Number one, we can do it. We can assume that if Our Lady asks us to do something, it's within our power to do it. Now some think, "Oh, it's too hard, it's so long, you know, 20 minutes. Look, friends, if three children can pray the rosary daily, and Our Lady's expectation was that they would rise to that invitation, surely we as adults can do it too. Or are we to presume that three children have more perseverance than adults? That might be the case for some, but we as adults can develop this perseverance. So we can pray the rosary. It's within our strength. We can develop this habit. But also, number two, that also means we have the time. Some put up the objection, "My life is just too busy. I can't fit it in." If Our Lady is asking us to pray the rosary, it means that we can and that we have the time. It's just a matter of us making the time. I would add a personal note to this. We as a family say the rosary daily. And we haven't always. This is something that we've worked up to. This is my observation, though, amongst our kids and Janelle and I. It's brought peace to our home. It really has. There's something different in my heart, in Janelle's, and with the kids since we've developed this practice. Now, we've been saying decades for quite a while. And then a little while ago, we just shifted gears and we're like, "Let's go for it. Let's say the whole thing." And friends, it's true. I just feel like there's a peace. Mary promised to bring peace to the world if we would say the rosary and to the war. What about the war in your home? What about the war in your mind? What about the war in your soul? There's a tension and anxiety that's rising in so many people. Let's attack this war by picking up those beads. So to help people pray the rosary every day, we've developed devotional videos. You've seen them. We'll link at the end of this video. But we got a new one. all 20 decades, all in one video. Link right there. You can pray along with us. I hope that you find these videos helpful in your devotion to Our Lady and winning that war. Okay, I'm making a video. Okay, come and say hi.
Daddy Robux, Daddy Robux, Daddy.
Say you're beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.